50.
In Dublin City in 1913, the boss was rich and the poor were slaves. The women working and the children hungry, then on came larking like a mighty wave. The workman cringed when the boss man thundered, 70 hours was his weekly chore. He asked for little and less was granted, lest getting little he'd ask for more. But on came Larkin in 1913, a mighty man with a mighty tongue. The voice of labour, the voice of justice, and he was gifted and he was young. God sent Larkin in 1913, a labour man with a union tongue. He raised the worker and gave him courage. He was their hero, the worker's son. In the month of August, the boss man told us no union man for him could work. We stood be Larkin and told the boss man we'd fight or die, but we would not shirk. 8 months we fought and 8 months we starved. Oh, we stunned be Larkin through thick and thin. But foodless homes and the crying children, they broke our hearts and we could not win. Then Larkin left us, we seemed defeated. The night was black for the working man. But on came Connolly with new hope and counsel. His motto was that we'd rise again. In 1916 in Dublin City, the English soldiers, they burnt our town. They shelled the buildings and shot our leaders. The harp was buried beneath the crown. They shot McDermott and Pierce and Plunkett. They shot McDonough and Clark the Brave. From bleak Kilmainham they took their bodies to Arbor Hill, to a quicklime grave. But last of all of the seven leaders, I'll sing the praise of James Connolly. The voice of labour, the voice of justice, who gave his life that men might be free.